Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on September 24 regarding Alessandro, Alessandro Folano, Follano. As per the records provided, Alessandro Folano was seen on 2/13/20 by Dr. Kim, K-I-M, period. He stated while working at 9 a.m. that morning, he was walking and twisted his left ankle on uneven ground. Period. He was evaluated clinically and with x-rays. Period. He was rendered a diagnosis of an ankle sprain for which he was placed in an ACE wrap and begun on anti-inflammatory medication. Period. He returned on 2/16/20 and was seen by Dr. Gilsenan, G-I-L-S-E-N-A-N. Period. He reported feeling 0% better since the date of the injury. Period. He was rendered additional diagnoses of a foot sprain and contusion of the foot. Period. He was also placed in a post-op shoe. Period. New paragraph on 2/20/20. He was seen by a podiatrist named Dr. Nathanson, N-A-T-H-A-N-S-O-N. Period. He also performed x-rays and diagnosed left foot pain, comma, left ankle pain, comma, left fibula pain, comma, sprain of the left foot, comma, left ankle sprain, comma, and left fibula pain. Period. He was placed and a figure eight lace up and was advised he likely will need an MRI. Period. He did follow up and was referred for an MRI that was done on 3/3/20 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Nathanson reviewed these results with him on 3/5/20. Period. He explained there was an osteochondral injury to the posterior tibial plafond. Period. While no acute fracture is seen, this is likely secondary to what could be listed as a stress fracture of the posterior tibial plafond. Period. He also had multiple sites of injury, not exclusive to a chronic deltoid ligament and deep fiber sprain, chronic plantar fasciitis, tenosynovitis of the posterior tibial tendon. Period. He was placed into a below-knee cam walker. Period. His progress was monitored regularly thereafter. Period. New paragraph. On 4/1/20, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Gehrman, G-E-H-R-M-A-N-N. Period. He performed an exam and reviewed the MRI. Period. There was some fluid along the peroneal tendons, but he saw no evidence of any type of tearing there. Period. His lateral ligamentous complex actually appears to be quite good, and he did not see any obvious syndesmotic tearing either. Period. Overall, his exam was consistent with an unrehabilitated lateral ankle sprain. Period. He suggested physical therapy, but saw no indication for surgery. Period. He continued to be treated by Dr. Nathanson, paired Dr. Gehrman, concurrently followed his progress, such as on 7/23/20, period, updated x-rays, demonstrated of the tibial-fibular region, demonstrated no significant osseous abnormalities, and no evidence of a healed or missed fracture. Pretty does have an Osgood Schlatter ossicle at his tibial tubercle, but otherwise no other issues. Pretty did see a stress mortise, M-O-R-T-I-S-E, view of the right ankle, and the distance between the medial aspect of the fibula and the incisura, I-N-C-I-S-U-R-A, was about 4.6 millimeters. Pretty performs the same stress test on the painful symptomatic left ankle, and there is clearly a shift of the fibula laterally, exposing for the most part the entire incisura and about a 4 millimeter side-to-side difference in width of the tib-fib distance at the syndesmosis. But at that time, he thought Mr. Filano sustained a syndesmotic injury to the left ankle. But this would explain the concomitant lateral-sided leg symptoms, as well as even the peroneal nerve symptoms. Period. The fact he still has a significant limp at this time, 5 months after a standard ankle sprain, does not make sense. Period, however, an unstable syndesmosis that bothers him with ambulation would certainly cause this type of symptom. Period, his overall diagnosis was left ankle chronic syndesmotic instability. Period, he recommended surgical intervention. Period. New paragraph on 8/19/20, he was seen by another podiatrist named Dr. Rappaport, R-A-P-P-A-P-O-R-T, period. He recommends a left ankle arthroscopy as soon as feasible. Period, he thought the claimant had anterior lateral soft tissue impingement. Period. He was not of the opinion that there was any instability or latent diastases of the syndesmosis, and therefore did not agree with a prior provider who recommended open reduction internal fixation of the syndesmosis. Period. On 10/2/20, surgery was done to be inserted here. Period. He also continued to see Dr. Gehrman periodically through 5/4/21, period. At that juncture, he recommended a corticosteroid injection followed by physical therapy, period. He had recently undergone a new MRI on 3/12/21 to be inserted, period. On 9/1/21, he was seen by another podiatrist named Dr. Berberian, period. In addition to the aforementioned summary, he described Mr. Filano had been seen by Dr. Tsai, T-S-A-I, period. In March 2021, he was felt to have reached a plateau in terms of pain and stiffness, period. He then underwent the aforementioned surgery involving arthroscopy and open reduction internal fixation of syndesmotic injury to the ankle. Pretty had continued complaints of pain over the hardware, both medially and laterally, period. It was thought his pain was more of a consequence of hardware than of the syndesmotic injury itself, period. Accordingly, he suggested removal of the hardware. Period, he agreed with Dr. Tsai in that regard. Period on 9/28/21, Dr. Tsai performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. His progress continued to be monitored at Rothman 3/12/23/21. Period. That was his last visit with Dr. Tsai. Period, he was doing much better since the hardware removal surgery on 9/28/21. Period. He was doing physical therapy. Period. The exam found the swelling had gone down. Period. He was not tendered laterally. Period. He had some tenderness medially, but no nerve symptoms. Period. The compartment was soft and compressible. Period. Neurovascular status was intact distally. Period. They discussed the return to work protocol, anticipating he would be able to do so in the next couple of weeks. Period. They targeted the date of 1/3/22. Period. And corticosteroid injection was administered to the ankle on this day. Period. New paragraph on 2/21/22. An examination was done by Dr. Greifinger, G-R-E-I-F-I-N-G-E-R. Period. Exam at the left ankle found multiple surgical scars on both the medial and lateral aspect. Period. There were also arthroscopic scars identified. Period. All the scars were well healed. Period. Ankle motion on the left were with dorsiflexion 5 degrees and right 20 degrees. Period. Plantar flexion was full and symmetric. Period. Subtalar motion was 20 degrees on the left and 30 degrees on the right. Period. There was no obvious instability of the ankle with anterior comma, posterior comma, inversion comma, or eversion stress on either side. Period. On the left, there were complaints of tenderness at the anterior ankle, comma, deltoid ligament, comma, medial malleolus, comma, lateral malleolus, comma, diffusely laterally, comma, and particularly so at the sinus tarsi. Period. Was not tender on the right. Period. Mid and forefoot motions were full and symmetric. Period. Was not tender at the mid and forefoot. Period. Calf measurements were 44.5 centimeters and equal. Period. Paresthesias in the lower extremities were denied. Period. Dr. Greifinger then offered an impairment rating referencing the 6th edition of the AMA guides. Period. He explained the patient had been treated for ligamentous instability primarily involving the syndesmosis. Period. This was surgically rectified. Period. He described that on page 502, he had ankle instability, including the syndesmosis, as a reference. Period. He had some loss of motion of the ankle and subtalar joints, as was already identified. Period. He explained, considering all factors, he found the most appropriate placement would be into class 1. Period. There was a 7% impairment of the lower extremity, which seemed most appropriate. Period. This was then converted to that of the foot, utilizing table 1610 on page 530. Period. This conversion of 7% of the lower extremity was equivalent to 10% of the foot slash ankle. Period. New paragraph on 4/4/22. He had a permanency evaluation by Dr. Nassar, N-A-S-A-R. But in addition to the subject event, he learned Mr. Filano had an ankle sprain 15 years ago and saw a podiatrist. Period, he had back pain following a motor vehicle accident in 2002, after which he was treated by chiropractors. Period. He summarized the claimant's course of treatment to date. And performed a clinical examination. Period. He ambulated normally and was able to rise from a seated position. Period. He was able to toe walk but had some difficulty heel walking on the left side. Period. He was able to crouch and rise. Period. Examined the left foot and ankle, revealed healed medial and lateral incisions over the malleoli. There were also arthroscopic incisions noted. Period. Swelling was noted about the ankle diffusely. Period. He had diminished sensation on the lateral foot. Period. There was tenderness palpation medially and laterally about the ankle. Period. Range of motion revealed mild restriction and dorsiflexion with the quantity not specified. Period. Weakness was noted with inversion and eversion strength testing. Period. He had a normal vascular exam. Period. He listed numerous diagnoses, including sprain of the anterior talofibular ligament and deltoid ligament of the left ankle, comma, left ankle osteochondral defect, comma, sprain of the tibiofibular ligament of the left ankle, parentheses, syndesmosis, close parentheses, comma, left ankle saphenous neuropathy, comma, status post left ankle arthroscopic synovectomy and left ankle syndesmosis, open reduction and internal fixation, comma, status post left ankle removal of hardware and saphenous nerve neurolysis. Period. He offered a level of permanency at 70% of the foot and ankle. Period. He did not reference the AMA guides to the evaluation of permanent impairment, nor the methodology utilized in coming to this rating. Period. Findings and conclusions. Alessandro Filano injured his left ankle at work. Period. He was seen by Dr. Kim, K-I-M, shortly thereafter, and was diagnosed with a sprain. Period. He was initiated on conservative measures. Period. Remained symptomatic. Period. A left ankle MRI was done on 3-3-20 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph, he saw various specialists and submitted to surgery to be inserted here. Period. He followed up postoperatively and still had difficulties. Period. Another MRI was done on 3-12-21 to be inserted here. Period. He had physical therapy postoperatively. Period. He saw Dr. Tsai through ...12-23-21 when his exam was unimpressive. Period. He suggested physical therapy and returned to work in January of the following year. Period. Mr. Filano has also undergone two separate impairment ratings as noted above. Period. New paragraph, I will rate this case properly using the AMA guides to the evaluation of permanent impairment, 6th edition, for the diagnosis of an injury to the ankle syndesmosis, repaired surgically. Period. He had an excellent functional result. Period. There was some tenderness palpation upon discharge. Period. There were no significant range of motion deficits noted by Dr. Greifinger, but Dr. Nasser wrote there were several. Period. And that will be the end.